Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
And I'm Polly.
Welcome back to the second part of English for You's article about the EPL.
That stands for the English Premier League, the top level of football or soccer in England.
Yeah, that's right. And yesterday we talked a bit about how the EPL got started. A TV company offered a lot of money to show football games on TV. And the teams took the money and formed a new league to kind of use that money and play the games.
We also saw that even though the EPL is the top league, there are lots of other minor leagues underneath it.
Yeah, and the teams move between the leagues every season. If they play well in one season, they can go and play in the league above the following season.
But if they play badly, they have to drop down and play in a lower league instead.
Now, teams always want to play in a higher league. This not only means that they can get more money and buy better players, but it also makes them more famous.
Today, we're going to find out more about the EPL and talk about some of the best players and teams. So let's start the article now.
Reading.
Going for goals in the Premier League.
Every season, 20 teams in the EPL compete to be the league champion, though many just hope to survive and avoid dropping down a league. There are other prizes on offer as well. The top four EPL teams can enter the following season's UEFA, Union of European Football Associations, Champions League, where they'll play European superpowers like Real Madrid and Barcelona. With so much to play for, there's never a dull moment. Manchester United, Man U, is the EPL's top dog. It has won 13 of the 21 EPL seasons, including last year's title. Superstars like David Beckham and Cristiano Ronaldo have played for Man U in the past. The team currently features Dutch star Robin van Persie. He has scored the most goals in both of the previous EPL seasons. Players like these, plus all the hopes and dreams of fans and players alike, make the EPL such a thrilling competition to watch. Football fans everywhere are eagerly looking forward to the new season's big kickoff this month.
The second day of the article begins, every season, 20 teams in the EPL compete to be the league champion, though many just hope to survive and avoid dropping down a league. Now, this last is especially important for the teams that have just come up from that lower league. The EPL is a very tough competition. So, in their first season for a new team, the most important thing is to stay there and not drop down again. That way, they can build a stronger team over time and maybe try and be the champions one year.
对，我们昨天有学到 drop down 就是指往下掉，所以呢 avoid dropping down 就是要避免自己的团队呢不要往下掉。那么 we also see the word champion. Can you explain that word, Pat?
Sure. A champion, C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N, champion is a person, or in this case a team,who is the best in the competition, usually because they've beaten all their other opponents. You could be the champion of a singing competition or the champion of a speaking competition. Last year, the Lamigo Monkeys were the champions of the Taiwanese Baseball League.
Okay, so champion 就是指冠军，它可以指一个人或者是一个团队，也就是第一名的。那么 who was the champion in last year's EPL?
Well, we'll find that out soon. Okay, we'll get back to that. Now, as well as winning the EPL, the article says there are other prizes on offer as well. And can you tell us about them, Polly?
Okay, the article says the top four EPL teams can enter the following season's UEFA Champions League, where they'll play European superpowers like Real Madrid and Barcelona.
Yeah, so UEFA here, it's actually just the letters of the organisation. UEFA stands for Union of European Football Associations. So it's the kind of managing bodies, the controllers for all the different leagues in Europe. And there we saw the word champions again for Champions League. And this UEFA Champions League is another football competition. All of the best teams from Europe play in it. So the top three or four teams from Italy, from Germany, Spain, France, and all the other countries in Europe, and they'll play each other.
Including Real Madrid and Barcelona. Who are they?
Well, they are the two top teams in Spain. Oh. Yeah, Real and Barcelona, Real. The best teams. Yeah. The article describes them as superpowers because they are two of the most successful European teams in history. They've won a lot of competitions.
So EPL teams aren't just playing to win the EPL. They're playing to get into the Champions League as well.
Exactly. As the article says, with so much to play for, there's never a dull moment. So this word dull, D-U-L-L, dull, means boring. And to be honest, the word even sounds boring.
Right.
Dull. Yeah, it's not an exciting word. So it just means boring. So we could say, I had a really dull class today. Or, the TV show was so dull, I decided to watch another channel instead.
对，所以 dull 这个字听起来就已经非常的无聊，因为它的意思也一样，就是沉闷的、无聊的 ，dull, dull. Okay, now let's find out the answer to a question I asked earlier. Who were the EPL champions last year?
Well, the article says Manchester United, also known as Man United or Man U, Manchester United is the EPL's top dog.
Top dog? What does top dog mean?
Well, if someone or something is top dog, it means it's the best. You become top dog by being the best for a long time and beating other teams or people, if it's one person, a lot. If there's a smart student in your class who always gets the best grades, you could say they are top dog.
Okay, so top dog is also today's shortcut for you, so let's check it out.
Shortcut for you.
This game is starting to get exciting.
I know, I really love watching football.
I used to really dislike it.But these teams are so good.
Yep. They're both the top dogs in their leagues.
Dog? Do you want a hot dog?
No. Top dog means someone who is the best in their field.
I see. Top dog is 优胜者主要人物
Exactly.These teams are so good that everyone knows they're the top dogs.
So, what are you the top dog of?
Talking about football, of course.
好，我们刚听到今天的 shortcut for you 呢 ，top dog 就是表示非常能力非常强的，所以呢，可以在这边我们可以把它翻作霸主或者是指佼佼者，就是非常厉害的人的意思喽。Okay, let's continue.
Yep, and if you keep learning useful idioms like that, you'll certainly be top dog in English.
Right. Okay, but why does the article say Manchester United is top dog?
Well, let's find out. The article says it, that's Manchester United, it has won 13 of the 21 EPL seasons, including last year's title.
Last year's title?
Yep, when we're talking about sports and we use the word title, T-I-T-L-E, title, we mean the championship or the top prize. And we can use it in other things, not just sports. So if you won a spelling competition, we could say you won the title. And a title can also mean like a special name that you get for doing something good. So Man United, Man U, have the right to be called the champions. That's their title.
OK, 所以 title 一般大家知道是标题的意思。那么在这边不也不一定是在运动方面，只要是比赛的话，你只要有赢得那样子的头衔，赢得这样子很高的一个奖项，我们都可以用 title 来表达。Okay, so what makes them so special?
Well, the article has some details. Superstars like David Beckham and Cristiano Ronaldo have played for Man U in the past. So have you heard of these two people?
I've only heard of David Beckham, mm-hmm. but neither Beckham nor Ronaldo play for them now, right?
Yeah, that's right. Ronaldo plays for Real Madrid, the team we talked about earlier.While David Beckham retired at the end of last season. He was playing for a French team. Mm. And he decided to retire because he's late 30s.
Yeah.
decided it was time to stop playing.
Okay. And the article does tell us who they have now. It says the team currently features Dutch star Robin van Persie.
Yeah, van Persie, that's right.Now, if something features, F-E-A-T-U-R-E-S, features someone or something, it has or includes that person or thing as an important part or a characteristic. So, Robin van Persie is an important part of Man United's team. So we can say they feature him. We could also say this movie features a lot of well-known actors.
对，所以 feature, F-E-A-T-U-R-E, 我们如果说什么东西 feature 什么样的人，就是表示这个人有出现在这样东西里面。所以我们刚听到那个例句呢 ,this movie features a lot of well-known actors, 表示这部电影里面出现了非常多知名的演员。
Yep, and the article will tell us more about Van Persie and why he's such a good player.It says he has scored the most goals in both of the previous EPL seasons. So here the word previous, P-R-E-V-I-O-U-S, previous, describes something that happened before something else. Another word that means the same thing is last, L-A-S-T, last. So here it means that for the last two seasons, before this one,Robin van Persie has scored more goals than any other player. So we could also say, I did much better on my English test today than I did on my previous English test, or on my last English test.
Probably because you studied harder.
Yeah, right.
Okay, 所以 previous, P-R-E-V-I-O-U-S, 表示先前的上一次的，我们也可以用 last 来表示。因为其实 P-R-E, 你看到这个字的时候就有先前这样子的意味，所以 previous. And there's another word called former, formal?、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, former.
Former. Yeah. Is that the same meaning?
Yeah, former is, an adjective though, so you'd put it before a noun, so former something. Like you could say, my former job was,、mm-hmm. You know, an English teacher in a cram school.
Okay, so, or former president?
Yeah, former、okay. president for someone who used to be president. Another word we saw in that previous sentence, or、mm-hmm. one of the earlier sentences, was Dutch, okay? Robin van Persie is Dutch. So we should explain that Dutch is the、adjective to describe someone from the Netherlands,、
right.
okay? So like we say, Polly is from Taiwan, she's Taiwanese. I'm from England, I'm English. Robin van Persie is from the Netherlands, he is Dutch.
对，荷兰是 Netherlands, 那么荷兰人呢或者荷兰语我们都是用这个形容词 Dutch 来表示。
Mm-hmm. Right, so anyway, Robin van Persie is just one of the many incredible players who plays or features in the EPL. As the article says, players like these, plus all the hopes and dreams of fans and players alike, make the EPL such a thrilling competition to watch.
If you're interested in watching some games, then you are in luck. The article says, football fans everywhere are eagerly looking forward to the new season's big kickoff this month. What is a kickoff?
Okay, so kickoff here is a noun, and it means the start or the beginning. And it actually comes from football, as the game always starts with a kickoff. When one player stands in a circle in the middle of the pitch and passes the ball to a teammate, that's a kickoff. We can also use the phrase kickoff as a verb to talk when other events start. For example, the concert kicks off at 8 p.m. Or as a noun, tonight's kickoff is at 8 p.m.
对，所以 kick off 这个片语其实非常的传神，它当名词就是指一样事物的开始，那它也可以直接当动词，什么东西什么时候开始，比如说 the concert kicks off at what time, 直接表示开始。 Okay, so are you excited for the kick off, Pat?
Oh, I sure am. My favorite team, Nottingham Forest, is in the league below the EPL, one of those minor leagues we mentioned yesterday, but I'm sure we're going to go up at the end of this year. Yeah, definitely, this season. But now it's time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's question is,Football is the most popular sport in the world. Why do you think this is?
Well, part of the reason is it's a very old game. Mm-hmm. It started hundreds and hundreds of years ago as kind of kicking something around a village. And it's got very simple rules, you know, get the ball in the goal. Nice and easy. And it's a community sport. So local teams play each other and, you know, they compete to see who's the rival. So being such an old game, simple rules that gets all the community involved means it gets very popular. And English people, when they used to sail around the world, they spread this game to other communities and other parts. So there's a lot of teams in places in South America and Africa where they're clubs were actually started by English people who came to live or work there.
So football is originated in England?
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of other football-like games that come from other parts. China has a very old game. I think it's called, like, Kuju or Tuju, something like that.
I don't know.
But it's a, again, they have a very old game, and there's other old games that involve just kind of kicking and passing a ball into a goal. But football is sort of the game that's emerged from this to become the world's most popular. So, all right, I hope you guys have learned something about the EPL in this lesson. And this season should be a really interesting one, so try to catch some of the games if you can. That's the end of our two-day lesson on the EPL, so we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Going for goals in the Premier League.
Every season, 20 teams in the EPL compete to be the league champion, though many just hope to survive and avoid dropping down a league. There are other prizes on offer as well. The top four EPL teams can enter the following season's UEFA, Union of European Football Associations, Champions League, where they'll play European superpowers like Real Madrid and Barcelona. With so much to play for, there's never a dull moment. Manchester United, Man U,is the EPL's top dog. It has won 13 of the 21 EPL seasons, including last year's title. Superstars like David Beckham and Cristiano Ronaldo have played for Man U in the past. The team currently features Dutch star Robin van Persie. He has scored the most goals in both of the previous EPL seasons.Players like these, plus all the hopes and dreams of fans and players alike, make the EPL such a thrilling competition to watch. Football fans everywhere are eagerly looking forward to the new season's big kickoff this month.
Vocabulary Review.
Champion. In 2012, the Miami Heat were the NBA champions. Dull. The movie was very dull, so some people left the theater early. Title. Floyd earned the title when he won the boxing match. Feature. This TV show features several actors who are very popular. Previous. The author's previous book is not as good as her new one. Kickoff. In football, the team captain usually performs a game's kickoff.